Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Harden My Take, the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. My name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown, and I am flying Han Solo this evening for game number seven's recap of our beloved Houston Rockets against the Orlando Magic. The Rockets came into tonight on a two-game losing streak in desperate need of a win, and a win they came away with, defeating the Orlando Magic 132-90. The Rockets thoroughly dominated this game nearly from beginning to end, but not really from the beginning to the end. But this game was fairly over fairly quickly. So I will be here for all things recap tonight and also take a look at the Rockets' next game against the Los Angeles Lakers. First to tonight's box score recap. The Rockets outscored the Orlando Magic 32-17. It is worth noting that the Orlando Magic were without their star point guard Markelle Fultz, who earlier this week tore his ACL and is out for the year. The Magic were also without Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon, one of their better players at the power forward position. Evan Fournier, a guard who can light it up on any night. So they were missing three starters tonight. Nikola Vucevic led the Magic with 22 points and 12 rebounds. Nikola Vucevic has turned into a nice little player. Not little, he's 7 foot, but he has turned into a nice player for the Magic, who are going to struggle if they're not going to have Fultz for the rest of the year. But Cole Anthony, son of Greg Anthony, former NBA player, had a good night for the Magic, for the shorthanded Magic, I should note. So Cole Anthony filled in for Fultz, but outside of Vucevic, of their starters, Cole Anthony, like I said, had 15. Dwayne Bacon, the young player out of Florida State, kicked in with 10 points. Mo Bamba off the bench, 13 minutes, 12 points. He would be a nice guy for the Rockets to have coming off of their bench, big 7-footer out of the University of Texas. Hook'em Horns there for all of our Longhorn listeners. Terrence Ross struggled mightily, only 5 points for the Magic. The Magic committed 13 fouls overall. They had 12 turnovers, only 2 blocks. They did have 5 steals and shot 8 of 29 from the three-point line. We have talked more than enough Orlando Magic at this point. Let's get to the Houston Rockets. Finishing up that box score recap, they were up 32-17 after the first. 30-16 is what they outscored the Magic in the second. So for our mathematicians at home, that is the Rockets outscoring the Magic by 31 points in the first half. They outscored the Magic 31-24 in the third quarter. So they took a quite a stronghold lead into the fourth quarter, up by 37 points, and then finally outscored the Magic 39-33 in the fourth quarter, thus leading them to a 42-point victory, by far one of their better performances of recent memory. PJ Tucker, I have bashed on PJ Tucker in my previous game recaps because, quite honestly, he deserved it. But in 29 minutes, he had 15 points on 5 of 7 from the three-point line. Christian Wood continues to impress this podcast host. 22 points, 15 rebounds. He kicked in with 2 blocks as well. And one of my favorite categories thus far this season is looking at the plus-minus. And he was a plus 18 while on the court. PJ Tucker was a plus 24. John Wall, 14 points, 4 assists, was a plus 26. David Nwaba, who in my opinion is looking to be one of the better pickups of this organization the past few years. I love what he's doing defensively. Offensively, he had 6 points. He had a couple rebounds. Played great one-on-one defense tonight on whoever he was covering for the Magic. James Harden, not a crazy scoring night. He was 6 of 13 from the field, 3 of 9 from 3. But he did have 13 assists, and this is his third straight game with double-digit assists. So tonight, he got his teammates involved, which was a great thing to see. Everybody coming off of the bench. Bruno Caboclo even had 6 points tonight. Jayshon Tate was a plus 20, 10 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound. He had a decent night. Everybody who played for the Rockets tonight scored, which was awesome to see. KJ Martin, son of Kenyon Martin, scored his first NBA points, 7 points. DeMarcus Cousins. Look, I don't know what it is with DeMarcus Cousins, but every single minute of every single game, it feels like, as a Rocket, he seems pissed off and upset about something. Something to watch. I know coming into him being a Rocket, he was always the type of guy that was, you know, he played with a chip on his shoulder, and I love to see that, but I would like to see some semblance of him having some fun on the court at some point. Sterling Brown, 9 points. He had 3 more threes tonight, 3 of 4 from the three-point line, 75%. Not a terrible night. Mason Jones, the third, the rookie out of Arkansas on the two-way contract, scored his first NBA points tonight. Eric Gordon, 19 minutes, only 5 points tonight. Really didn't need him to score all that much to be effective. And Ben McLemore was a ridiculous in his first minutes of the season, scored 15 points on 5 of 5 from the three-point line. Something to watch on Twitter after the game. Ben McLemore did note that he needed to come out of the game. So the Rockets are following up on that, something to watch heading into the biggest game of the year on Sunday against the absolutely hated and vile NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers. The Rockets have the ability that they've got 2 home games against, as of right now, the three seed Los Angeles Lakers. Coming in to tonight, they do have a game, and they're playing the Chicago Bulls. Currently losing to the Bulls 35-31. I doubt that the Lakers are going to lose that game. So more than likely, they will enter the game on Sunday inside of Toyota Center, 7-3. And look, this is a game early in the season. You know, this season is not but less than 10 games old. It does look like that Anthony Davis is sitting out tonight against the Chicago Bulls due to a right abductor strain. So another key piece to look at for Sunday night is Anthony Davis's health. And if Anthony Davis isn't going to play, that can only work in the Rockets' favor. So we will see how the game on Sunday will fare. Taking a quick look into the Lakers' last game before tonight, they actually lost to the San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to take a quick look at the box score of this game just to give all of our listeners a look into who is playing well to start the season for the Los Angeles Lakers. In that game against the Spurs, LeBron James, it's hard to argue that this dude is not the absolute best player in the game right now. In this game specifically, he did have 27 points on 12 rebounds. Anthony Davis did play in the game against the Spurs. So he is sitting out tonight. Once again, will be interesting to see if he's going to play Sunday against the Rockets. Kyle Kuzma, fresh off of his new contract extension, did score 13 points, Montrezl Harrell played 18 minutes. He scored 10 points. Marc Gasol only had 4 points. Dennis Schroeder had 6 points. So, I mean, it truly does look like the best friend of the Harden My Take community, Alex Caruso, had 8 points. So it looks like they have a pretty balanced attack in the San Antonio game. So we expect to see a lot more of that in this game against the Rockets. We're going to assume that Anthony Davis is going to play. The one thing that the Lakers have is they've just got a ton of quality depth. You know, they're starting five, you know, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kuzma, Marc Gasol, and Schroeder. You get to the bench and you're talking about one of the Morris brothers. You've got Montrezl Harrell. You've got Alphonso McKinney. You got Wes Matthews. You got Quinn Cook. And you have Alex Caruso. And then you've got Horton Tucker as well. I mean, so that's 5, 6, 7. I mean, that's a legit. They'll play at least 10 guys against the Rockets, I assume. Probably 11 based on the minute allocation in that Spurs game. So the Rockets need to come in Sunday ready to play from the get-go. One thing that we saw tonight in the Rockets game against the Magic, and I'm going to use the term cautiously optimistic for what we saw offensively. I mean, the Rockets played with great ball movement tonight. They got great shots. Now, they were playing a team that's missing three of their starters, but one thing that the Rockets have not done consistently over the past, let's call it year and a half, is they haven't had a lot of blowout wins that I can remember. They haven't had a lot of, you know, wins where they're able to, you know, put a 15 to 20 point gap between themselves and their opponent, you know, going into the fourth quarter as an example. And the one benchmark, one of the benchmarks of a good team is their ability to close out and beat teams that are inferior to them. And tonight, the Orlando Magic were inferior to the Rockets. Even with the Rockets coming in on a two-game losing streak, the Rockets did what they needed to do, beat the ever-living you-know-what out of the Magic and put this game away early. Now, what they need to do come Sunday is they've got to play with great defensive intensity. The Rockets, it's a well-known fact, the Rockets are not a great rebounding team. They don't have a tremendous amount of size inside. Now, if the Lakers are going to go with, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron James and Harrell on the court at the same time, the Rockets are going to have to gang rebound. They're going to have to get a lot of guys, you know, to rebound the ball consistently. You know, one of the matchups that I can't wait to watch is Christian Wood against Anthony Davis. You know, Anthony Davis and Christian Wood have similar games. You know, this is not a hot take. I'm not saying that Christian Wood is Anthony Davis, but if you watch Christian Wood in the offensive system that Coach Steven Silas has set up, he's playing in the role of an Anthony Davis where he's trying to get easy buckets. He can hit the mid-range jump shot. He's a good shot blocker. Christian Wood is, so I can't wait to watch that matchup. It's always a great matchup with PJ Tucker and LeBron James. LeBron James typically gets the better of Tucker, but it's you're hard-pressed to find a guy who puts out more defensive effort than P.J. Tucker on a night-in and night-out basis. Hopefully, P.J. Tucker can take that the great game that he had tonight against Orlando and translate that into some good momentum going into the Lakers game because we are going to need it. And as was true in the matchup in the bubble when the Rockets played the Lakers in the playoffs, you can't let their role players beat you. That's when the Lakers are their most dangerous, is when Anthony Davis and LeBron James are going to get theirs. They're probably going to score 20 to 30 points. They're probably going to get, you know, 8 to 12 rebounds, and they're probably each going to have, you know, 5 to 7 assists each. I mean, that's just the way they play. But when the Lakers are most dangerous is when they've got, you know, you let Kyle Kuzma score, you know, 10 to 15 points. If you let Gasol score 8 to 12 points. If you let Montrezl Harrell have, you know, 14 points and, you know, an additional 10 rebounds to that stat line, if Alex Caruso is able to go for 10 points, if Horton Tucker goes for 8 to 12, you know, you you say all of those things, and all of a sudden you look down and the Lakers have scored 135 points, and it's going to be really, really difficult to beat them. So guys like Jayshon Tate needs to bring his defensive intensity on Sunday night if the Rockets are going to look, you know, guys like him. Eric Gordon not shooting, you know, three or four threes from Clear Lake, you know, where he throws up a 35-footer. Like, those, that's not needed. Eric Gordon, you know, is playing really well to begin the season. Look, if I'm him, I'm looking for the ability to get to the rim, you know, not just taking the first shot, you know, first open shot that the Lakers are going to give him. If the shot goes in, great. But him getting to the bucket is a lot more effective than those really, really long threes that he likes to take. David Nwaba's got to come up strong defensively. Sterling Brown, continue to look for those open jump shots. Hopefully Ben McLemore is healthy and nothing is, you know, wrong with him. Again, because, I mean, 15 points. One of the things that the Rockets were missing through the first six games was his, you know, shooting. You know, Coach Steven Silas after the game said, you know, quoted, you know, he's quoted as saying that Ben McLemore is a stone-cold shooter. But he's a hired assassin from the three-point line. So guys like him need to look for those shots consistently against the Lakers if the Rockets are going to be able to win. And Sunday might need to be the, you know, one of those 40 burgers from James Harden where, you know, the last couple games it's been great seeing him looking for his teammates and looking to get those guys involved in the offensive sets. But it may need to be a game where he's got to realize that nobody for the Lakers really, unless they want to put LeBron on Harden, which by all means, please do so. But outside of that, there's really not a great defensive assignment. You know, I'll say this once again, you know, Alex Caruso, you know, played well defensively against Harden. But if James Harden is not able to create enough offensive, you know, buckets against Alex Caruso, this Rockets team has a lot of problems, you know, or James Harden, I should say, has a lot of problems with this game. So not to take anything away from, you know, the success of the Lakers, they, you know, defensively, I'm sure the, you know, Frank Vogel will have, you know, a defensive system set up that, you know, they'll try and slow down Harden, but Harden is still one of the five best offensive weapons in the game. So, you know, in order for the Rockets to win, a lot of things have to go right. But I feel like tonight gave them enough momentum. I called it in the last game recap that I did was this Magic game was going to be a get-right game for the Rockets, and that's what it was tonight. So we look forward to the game Sunday night. As always, Harden My Take will be your one-stop shop for all things game recap. Anything Houston Rockets, really, any news that breaks significantly about the team, myself and the rest of the team here at Harden My Take will be here for you. That's going to wrap up the show, or as Jeremy Brenner would say, I feel like this is a good place to park the rocket ship. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Harden My Take, the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. Give The Dream Shake a follow and a like on Facebook at Dream Shake SBN. You can also follow Harden My Take, the new Harden My Take Twitter account on Twitter. You can also check out The Dream Shake under Dream Shake SBN on Twitter. While you're there, give myself and my account a follow at UH Big Red Hat Guy. And the last Twitter account that you should be following is my co-pilot, Mr. Jeremy Brenner, and his account on Twitter you can find at JeremyBrenner. Once again, your happy final from inside a Toyota Center this evening. The Houston Rockets 132, the Orlando Magic fall to 6-3, while the Rockets improve 2-3-4 on this young season. The next Rockets game will be this Sunday evening, 6 o'clock, against the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers. Once again, my name is Michael Brown, and until next time, go Rockets!